Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Maybe we got a good thing.
Friends, this is Melissa. We are on Oral Stimulation on XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com. I am, of course, joined by my freaky tiki co-host, Alex. How's it going tonight, Alex?
Freaky tiki, huh?
Yeah.
That is different.
Are you having a good night?
Oh, yeah.
I'm having such a good night tonight.
I am super excited.
Why?
Because today is actually one of my really good friends' birthdays.
Who's your really good friend?
Kim Lee. Shout out to Kim Lee.
Hi, Kim Lee. Happy birthday. Hope it's amazing.
Yeah. Go shorty. It's your birthday.
How old is she?
That's an even better question. I don't know.
Give me like a decade range.
She's 23.
Oh, exactly.
No, I
have no idea. She's 23. Okay.
No, she's
happy
one of my really good friends.
Happy 23rd birthday.
And I promised her I'd give her a birthday shout out.
Well, there you go.
Because I won't be there this weekend to celebrate with her. So I'm a horrible friend.
You're never where you should be.
I know, but you know where I'm going to be this weekend?
I want to know where you were last week first.
Last week? When?
When we weren't live on Wednesday night.
Actually, I went to go, I met Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
That I met Mike Tyson?
No, I know you were there, but just that you missed the show.
But he's like one of my idols growing up. How do I miss an opportunity like that?
Because you could have been sitting in front of me.
I did sit in front of you just on a different night.
It's not the same.
Well, I'm used to you sitting on me, so there's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
No, but yeah, I got to meet Mike Tyson. I went to the Grove in Anaheim, and I was he did his little Broadway show, The Undisputed Truth.
His little Broadway show?
Yeah, he did a little song and dance, and he was talking.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Mike Tyson was dancing?
Yeah, it was produced by Spike.
What, is he trying to be like Manny Pacquiao or something now? What is
no,
this?
I think he's just trying to make money. The fucker's broke. He's the youngest heavyweight champion.
Yeah. Ever. Oh, I know you tagged that picture on Facebook. I thought you were talking about yourself.
No, I'm probably the oldest.
Gotcha.
No, yeah, he's actually a really good guy. I got to meet him afterwards. We did a little autograph and photo op and got to talk to him for a little bit.
Does he have that high-pitched, like, Simpsons voice for real?
Actually, you know what?
Or is that his stage voice, like
no,
Paris Hilton?
Not at all. He was actually pretty good. I mean, there was nothing. You know what? Originally, when I was a kid, I'm like, how the fuck am I going to understand this guy? Because he kind of mumbles and he's kind of like broken and... But he probably took some English class. I can't even say English. English. Korean.
You could ask him where he took his classes.
Yeah. No, but he sounded good. I mean, he was very vocal and he told a story about kind of how he started and where he came from. And actually, he talked about a little bit about the Robin Givens thing. And he talked about like his whole rape case and him losing and actually where he's at, like the death of his daughter is actually how he ended it.
Okay, way to bring it down.
Well, no, it was actually really good.
Thanks,
I mean,
Alex.
A lot of insightful stuff about his life. Well, you know, he's a survivor. He's been through a lot. Like, I was talking to him afterwards. He's like, you know, I should be dead. But I'm here. I'm alive.
And who wants to talk about blowjobs?
Blowjobs? You go from Mike Tyson to blowjobs?
Well, let's bring it back up a notch, okay? We're here in the cocoon. It's me and you. Things are good. Things are happy. Things are fun. We did something really fun on Sunday.
What was that?
We were live from Warfest.
Yes.
With all those amazing bands.
Yes.
Oh my God. How fun, right?
Who's your favorite?
The Two Tone Boners were pretty good.
Yes, they were.
But of course, I had never seen Starpool before.
Yes.
There was some really good talent there, but that tromboner.
What?
I don't know. Oh, he was good.
Was that the guy you were like?
I was mad
to?
Impressed with his skill at the end. Okay, guess what, guys?
Yeah, blowjobs.
I've got a surprise for both of you.
For both of us?
Yeah, for both of you.
Is that us meaning me, Mindy, and Austin?
You and Austin.
Okay, what is it?
Are you ready?
I am ready.
You gentlemen get the privilege, I know, of escorting me.
Escorting you?
To AdultCon.
What?
On the 23rd.
AdultCon.
Yes, I have secured media passes for us, so we get to go run wild in there.
What does that actually entail?
Everything amazing.
I haven't even looked at the lineup to see who's there this year.
I'm telling you, everybody who gets naked is going to be there.
Everyone who gets naked?
Uh-huh. For pay.
What the heck?
What about the people who get naked for free?
They'll be there too, yeah, but I think they're awesome. In a different area. Hey, we get to get into the VIP area. We get to do interviews with all of the talent. It's a good deal, guys. You should be thankful, okay? That's all I'm saying.
You're always looking out for our best
interests. I work hard for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. You definitely do. Actually, when is it? It's not this weekend, right?
It's the 23rd.
Okay,
not this weekend. When we were supposed to get married.
I know. You broke my heart.
You broke my heart because you're still going without me. We could have a quiet weekend at home.
I'm going because one of my really good friends, it's his birthday.
Well, bring him too. We can all hang out at my place.
Okay.
See?
Well, we're going to be in Vegas for his birthday. It's going to be, seriously, this guy. He's like,
what guy?
The birthday boy.
What's his name?
His name is Jimmy Vu.
Ooh.
Jimmy Vu, front office.
You've got my attention.
Yeah. He's actually, if you're ever in the Topanga Canyon area, he's at the Zag cart right in front of the Apple store. He will do all your Invisus shields all you want.
What are you talking about?
Jimmy Vu.
What does he do? Windshields?
Invisus shields.
What is that?
Zag. You never heard of Zag?
No. Can you just give me like an industry? I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Like say if you had like something you wanted to protect, like maybe like a phone or like your iPad.
He does phone cases?
Oh yeah. Not cases. He does an Invisus shield to protect them.
He does what? He like waves his hand over it and says, oh, ta-da, it's non-scratchy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, come on. That's what it is.
So anyways, him and his friends, they drink till they black out.
Okay.
And that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
How old are they? 21?
Yeah, they're all turning 21. And they're all like Asian dudes. You're missing out completely.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now you're making me jealous.
Well, you're still welcome to go.
Sponsor my gas.
Okay. Go. Friday night, Austin and I'll kidnap you. We have plenty of room for you.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We have room in the car.
I want to be squished close between you two.
Okay. But I get to sit next to Austin.
How's that going to work? We can't both sit next to Austin.
I know. I'm just teasing. Well, I think we should really worry about the sleeping arrangements. That's probably more important.
Oh, I'm not worried. You sleep in Vegas?
No, only take naps like at 2
a.m. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Actually, the last time I was out there with those guys, all I did was sleep. Totally grandpa. And I was out there for a bachelor party who sleeps every night. I do while they go out.
Wow, good story, Alex.
I know. I'm just Debbie Downer today.
Just stop. Listen, while you're in Vegas, of course, I'm going to be missing you like crazy. But it's only for a weekend.
Okay.
But actually, there's people out there who are in these poor, sad, long-distance relationships, which is something I would never do. Okay? I will tell you right now, if you're moving away, you either better take me with you or just kiss it goodbye.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, for me or anybody that knows me is actually, you know, they all know that I've been in long distance relationships. I can't even speak English tonight.
That's how you roll?
Yeah. I need Rosetta Stone.
English?
English. Yeah, so you're against it, you said?
I'm totally against it, okay? Like, as far as, I don't know, internet dating or something. Well, okay, I guess it depends on how you get into the relationship. And oh my God, I have it now too. I guess it depends on how you get into the relationship in the first place. Because if it's like a military thing where...
Yeah, mine wasn't like that at all.
Yeah, you can't hate on that. But if it's like you met at a party one weekend and then they left and you decided they were the love of your... No. I'm sorry. Wait till you guys can be together and then be together. But in the meantime, ew.
You know what? I think it happens probably more often than most. Sometimes when you randomly expect it, right?
I randomly expect everything.
You meet someone and then next thing you know, it's like they go away or it's like you want more of them. And you can't.
Yeah, why would they go away though? I mean, the average distance for a long distance relationship, just to kind of give it some perspective, is about 125 miles apart.
That's like 2 hours driving.
What is that? Is that like San Diego to LA?
Yeah. Yeah, actually. You're about right. Yeah.
Maybe a little further. Like Simi Valley to San Diego.
Yeah, it's about right. Yeah.
Like the border to Santa Barbara. How far is that?
Yeah, that's rough.
Who cares? Okay. I'm just saying that would be awful. I would never do that.
Actually, I think a lot of the time when stuff like that happens is around like college. Like, you know, you have your high school sweetheart and then you move away to college. At that point, it just,
yeah.
It's all,
okay,
it's all
let
like,
me just say something right now.
It's all downhill from there.
To
right?
all of our young listeners, do not waste your entire college career in some whack ass long distance relationship that is going to end the minute you graduate, because you will look back and you will regret it. I'm telling you right now. There may be those one or two people that are the exception that married their high school sweetheart and they're super happy and they were apart for like 10 years of their life or something. Congratulations to you. But for the majority of people, don't waste your college years in a relationship with someone who's not even around to experience it with you.
Sounds like you got a story to tell.
Well, I mean, I am not for long distance relationships, right? So if you don't know the story, I was a senior in college. There was a ridiculous snowstorm. I had to walk 2 miles to my class to get there. And by the time I got there, the class was canceled and I was pissed. So I walked back to my dorm and I said, forget it, I'm packing my stuff. I happened to have been in like a 5-year relationship at that point. And it was like, are you coming or going? And they were staying. And I was like,
deuces.
Peace.
Right?
I had to go.
You had to.
I had to. And it was like,
I probably would have went too. I wouldn't be stuck in Nebraska.
Hey, it's better than being stuck in Iowa.
Hey, now.
Just making sure you're paying attention, Mindy.
I'm paying attention to the technical difficulties that the computer system is throwing my way right now.
It's very good to see you tonight.
Aw, you too.
I missed you.
Aw, yay. I know it's been a week and a day.
Ugh, it feels so long.
Longer than a week.
Really long.
How are you doing, Stoner Alex?
I am doing actually fantabulous today.
Aww.
I feel a little slow motion, actually.
He was talking about weed on our Twitter page.
You want the weed?
He wants it so bad. He's ready for the green. He wants to take it deep in his lungs.
Oh, man. He looks like a guy that takes things deep.
Right?
Yeah.
You can see it in his eyes.
I didn't know that Minnie's been watching me.
If you want to get in on our weed talk, our Twitter page is at OralStim. You can also find us on Facebook.com/OralStimulationRadio. You're, of course, listening to us now on SkidRowStudios.com and soon on XM 165.
Or shout out to the Hot Box. If you want more weed talk, listen to the Hot Box on Tuesday nights.
I love those girls.
Yeah, do it, people.
Tuesday nights, 9 to 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, next week, I don't know if any of you guys are good at prank calling, but it's our prank episode where we're going to hang out and make prank calls all night.
Oh, I want to come.
No way.
Yeah. I think we might have a chair or two open in the studio that night.
Alex.
What's that?
Ooh,
I think we should go.
I hope they don't call my number. They don't have my number, do they?
I'm going to give it to them.
We can get it. We can get anything.
Speaking of calls, though, that's one of the main ways to stay in touch in a long-distance relationship. And
right.
That would suck.
What?
I don't like talking on the phone. Okay,
well, you can always text. You don't really have to.
Oh, texting is so insincere. But what about those times when, you know, your lover is far away and you call and they're at a party or something and they're all half distracted and laughing and they're like, oh, I'll call you later. And then you're like sitting there in your quiet room with your pants around your ankles.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Hoping to talk to them.
It's probably even worse if you're like in completely different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if maybe like you're clear across the world, maybe like in China and we're here. You know what I mean? That's like,
oh, China.
China? What?
Nothing.
Of China?
Nothing.
China doll?
No.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like one of those things. It's like, at least if you're in the same, like, I guess, well, state or continent, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, the same side of the world.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was actually, I kind of was talking to him on Facebook, and then I had a chance to meet him, and I thought he was, like, just going to be this little nerd guy, and I was, like, just going to meet him just to be nice. And he actually turned out to be very tall and very, very handsome.
This is all through Facebook?
And very sweet. Well, we had like 10,000 mutual friends, so I figured it was legit.
Dang, I barely have like 50.
Anyway, so I completely like fell for this guy. And then he just throws out there, I thought he was going back to Northern California. He just throws out there, oh, by the way, I'm moving to Shanghai for 3 months in 2 days.
Maybe he wanted Michi to get his paperwork settled.
Like, what?
Maybe he wanted to use you for paperwork.
No, he lives here.
Oh.
He's from here. But I was devastated. And then I was like, okay, let's spend one more night together. But I did not sleep with him. I wanted to so bad, but I didn't because I knew I was totally going to fall for this guy. It would have been just way too easy. And I would have been heartbroken for the next 3 months. And then
so proud of you.
He throws out at me, oh, no, just kidding. It's not 3 months. It might be 6 months.
But do you keep in contact with him at all that he's away?
I try to, but it's really hard. I mean just because of that difference and he's super busy and it's like...
Well, do you guys email each other? Like, in what way do you guys communicate? Because communication's key, right? In any relationship.
I have this app on my phone that he told me about and it's all Chinese guys.
Like, what? So you could just... What do you do? It's dial a phone number and it's like...
Listen.
It's like Chinese freaking party line?
The coolest app ever.
God, I hope they're paying you for this endorsement.
No, I'm not even going to say the name of it because I don't want it to be tainted. It's just, it's me and a bunch of Chinese guys.
Jeez.
Is it a chat room or what is it?
It's this social app. No, it's a social app. You can have a friends list, but then you can also have, there's this thing. Shut up. There's
all
this thing called.
Is you like putting on speakerphone while you play with yourself? It's these guys talking Chinese and you're just sitting there getting off on them. It's the truth, right?
Like tell the me you Vietnamese haven't done guy it. In the parking lot. No, I have not done it. You can video call with people though.
So you can have a guy like sitting there talking to you in Chinese while you're like, oh yeah, uh huh. Okay, I'm done.
Turn it off next.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You can just find random people to talk to.
Really?
It is the coolest thing ever.
So, do you speak any of these Asian languages?
Do I? No. I'm trying to learn.
Which one do you think is the sexiest of the Asian?
Oh, they're all so good. Well, you know, I kind of have a thing for Vietnamese.
Oh.
You know, but Chinese sounds pretty good too. Japanese is awfully sweet.
I like Japanese. Imananji desu ka?
There's this guy that I know that has like a super Japanese name. And I just, shut up.
As opposed to a regular Japanese name?
Yeah, it's like total Japanese. It's like speaking Japanese when you say his name.
Okay.
And I just say it over and over all day long. No, I'm not going to just say his name on air.
Well, I want to learn
it's
Japanese.
It's an actual name. I'll tell you afterwards.
Midori. No.
It starts with Tatsuya. How Japanese is that? Oh, best name ever, you guys.
Yeah, it does. It is.
See? It's amazing, yeah?
Yeah, very amazing.
I know. Thank you.
You and your Asian fetish.
Oh,
man.
You guys, you don't even understand.
I know. I can't believe it myself.
Why? Because you're in the friend zone.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the friend zone.
Are you bummed about being in the friend zone, Alex?
No, he likes
no,
it.
No, actually, I like it. Because that way it adds more tension to our relationship.
Oh, so you think it's just going to be all explosive when it happens?
Well, no, just wait for that vulva grinding.
Well, it's not every day that a girl tells you she loves your belly button and finger fucks it.
Okay, let's...
Well, that's special.
That was not in the book, but we what Mindy's referring to is we actually... Remember, we had Dr. Ava Cadell on.
Oh, how could I forget?
Oh, she was amazing.
That's
she
when I called
us,
you an honest bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I called you deceitful, see? She sent us the sexy little book of sex games and there's one in there that suggests you grind your vulva on your partner's face.
What is a vulva? Help me understand. Sorry.
You don't know what a vulva is.
No.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
You know what? I'm not going to explain it to you. You're going to have to find that out on your own and report
well,
back next
somebody
week.
Could explain what a vulva
yeah,
is.
Yeah, someone call in and tell Alex what a vulva is.
893-9562.
It's what Melissa's going to be grinding on your face soon.
I'm so glad I'm in the friend zone.
Nothing like a friendly vulva.
Yeah.
Grind. On your face.
Non-sexual vulva grinding.
So
that's what I was doing to Austin before the show.
You were grinding your vulva on him?
That was awesome.
Okay.
He wanted more. He was reluctant to get up.
Then I asked her to get some gravy and put it in a baster and put it all over my body.
Another
food on head.
Original tip by Dr. Cadell.
So this is in her book then, huh?
Yeah, this book is great.
It's awesome. So have you read it?
Yeah,
most of it. Did you pick up any new tips?
Here's an interesting one, actually. It's called Deep Throat. Bet your partner how many mouth strokes you can deep throat his penis. If you reach the number of strokes you bet on, you win and can choose the way he ejaculates. If he wins, he chooses the way he gets to shoot.
No, thank you.
What's your favorite way to come?
Mine?
Yeah, yours.
I love coming in a vagina.
Not a sock?
A sock. I've never done that. I've never come in a sock.
That's like the standard, that's like the classic way, yeah?
Dude, I'm Filipino. I never learned that. We didn't have socks. We wear slippers.
Chinellas?
Yeah. What you know about that?
I know a lot. I know you like to throw them at each other too.
Only if they're in trouble. If not, you're getting on the behind.
I'm still using my dishwasher though. I'm sorry. I can only be Asian so far. When you start taking away my modern appliances, it's over.
I'm sure you probably cook rice better than most people.
I do. I know about the finger thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a secret.
I'm telling Austin because he looks totally in the dark. When you cook rice in a rice cooker, you stick your finger in and then you do the water up to the certain knuckle.
Oh, okay, I had no idea what you're talking
about. That's how you measure how much water to put in.
I was like, so you're playing with the food before you cook it?
Oh, yeah.
You finger fuck it.
You have to cook the rice a certain way. Hey, what was that guy's name that I was grabbing his fingers?
Grabbing his fingers?
In the parking lot earlier.
Bob.
Is it really?
David. His name is David.
What is his name?
David. His name is David.
I'm just calling him Longfinger from now on.
Longfinger. Shout out to Longfinger listening. Oh, yeah. Stroke away. He's the guy that's going to teach you Vietnamese.
Yes.
Just the language you want to learn.
It is. It is. I'm just saying. You're listening to Melissa and Alex just messing around tonight on Oral Stimulation on XM 165 and SkidRowStudios.com. We've gotten completely off topic.
Really?
So I was going to say, it sounds like you have a long distance relationship with your buddy who gave you that Chinese man app. But it's not a relationship, but you're still in touch with him, right?
It's like a friend relationship. I would like to be in touch with him a lot more. You know what happened here? Okay, so this is the thing. I was kind of being a little flirty with him. And every time I would say something sweet, he would stop talking to me. So I stopped saying sweet things. And then I found out he's going to move into an apartment with two girls and his goal is to get a threesome. So see how glad I am that I didn't hook up with him before he left, because I would be absolutely heartbroken right now.
Yeah, I can see how that happens.
Thank you.
Well, it doesn't seem like every week we come in, you have another story to tell. I don't think it would be any different.
You guys have no idea how exciting my life really is.
Actually, I have an idea. You share it every week. You mean it gets better than
actually,
what you share?
Actually, you probably have a better idea than most.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could you take someone seriously if it was a long distance relationship?
Yeah, actually, I would.
Even right now?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like I'm totally at a point where I just couldn't do it.
I think, well, it depends. I mean, I'm still young enough. I mean, if I want to settle down and have kids and do that whole thing, then I think I could do it. I mean, then I couldn't do it, you know. But if I'm at a point where obviously like I'm working to support like maybe like a family or do that whole thing, it's another story.
What if you knew it was just a temporary thing?
If it was temporary, I think you could tough through anything. I think it's a good test for a relationship. You know, obviously you've learn a lot about yourself and your partner at that point.
You have to learn how to avoid temptation.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah.
I think if people are tempted by things, then your partner is not doing anything right. That's just me personally. Like in my long distance relationships I've been in, I mean, I was never tempted. I mean, I'm a flirt to begin with. I think anybody and everybody knows that. I flirt with you every night that we talk.
Yeah, but you buy like hundreds of dollars worth of things from adamandeve.com to keep yourself entertained.
Well, I mean, that's a good way to keep yourself entertained is through stuff like that.
Did you use that promo code that gets you like 10% off?
Which one is it?
I think it's Skid Row.
Yeah, because we're Skid Row Studios, so where else would you get a vibrator but Skid Row?
There you go. Actually, you know what I need?
I would not buy a vibrator on Skid Row, Mindy. What? There's a few things. I'll head down to the fashion district.
Slightly used but refurbished vibrator.
With bonus needle.
Second-hand vibrator.
It comes with fresh batteries.
And it smells like fish.
Damn.
Smells like tuna, tastes like chicken. Plug your nose and keep on licking.
Mindy!
Hey, I'm giving life advice.
The hot box just completely penetrated oral stimulation right there.
I kind of liked it.
That's what happened.
Mindy knows how to penetrate.
I'm good.
She's that kind of girl. You can tell.
Aw. If I could.
Well, actually, if you could have a penis for a day, would you just go fuck a shitload of girls?
I would fuck a cantaloupe.
Maybe one or two girls. I'd be after chubby, hairy man ass.
So you would go, if you had a dick, you would seriously go fuck a guy?
Yeah, probably. I'd probably have a day of like awesomeness and I'd probably throw in a couple ladies, but I don't know. It's the man ass.
What about you, Melissa? Would you ever, or do you have like penis envy?
No.
And where you'd want to go like F girls' vaginas?
No.
Not at all?
I would. If I had a penis, I would probably fuck a grilled cheese sandwich.
Why is it food with you every fucking time?
Because it's hot and it's gooey. It doesn't talk back.
First of all, you said you would fuck a cantaloupe. Now you would fuck a grilled cheese.
Yeah, you've heard about the thing with you heat up the cantaloupe and then...
You've mentioned it before. I've never done it.
What about
Are cantaloupes in season? I'm going to go buy one.
I hate cantaloupe.
Wouldn't it be better if they're kind of like older and mushier? Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what about a watermelon?
Oh my God. You're going to love this, Melissa. To begin with. You know, like the let's make a deal.
Uh-huh.
And I had some guys that were trying to get me to flash them. And I kept it going. This was in Sioux City a while ago.
Okay.
So in exchange for 5 seconds of my breasts, I made four dudes dick slap a watermelon. One of them tried to get hard and fuck it, but that didn't happen. So I got to see four dudes smacking their wee-wees up against the watermelon. In exchange
for
a few seconds of my breasts.
How old were you?
The watermelon just kind of went down the line.
Oh my God.
I was old. I was probably like 25. This was like right before I moved to LA.
Mindy, I love you. You are fierce.
Mindy has the best slap that watermelon. Were you talking shit to him?
You'd be such a good dominatrix.
That would have been cool.
Girl, is that really how you fucking slap a watermelon? I'll show you. No, he's going to show you.
Someone get it hard. I want to see penetration. But no one could get it hard on the spot.
I don't know if I get hard like that with a couple dudes watching me. Talking about performance anxiety, jeez.
Sorry, I just had to tell you that story because I knew you'd love it.
That is a great story.
Speaking of fucking watermelons.
I know exactly what goes down in Iowa.
You do.
You're a dirty Midwest girl. Just like slapped in the face. That's fucked up.
What?
Like, you know what goes down in Iowa?
Yeah. That's why I could never have a long distance relationship with someone in the Midwest.
Why is that?
Fresh produce.
You're jealous of fresh produce? I'm confused.
Austin's just shaking his head over there. He's completely bowed out of the conversation.
He's phone banging.
I would not take a long distance relationship seriously.
At all? Well, no. Have you ever been in one?
No.
So everybody you've kind of dated, they were...
Because here's the thing. When I was younger, I thought I just had to be with someone 24/7 and I couldn't live if they weren't by my side. And now I really just don't want to deal with it. I want you to come over. I want to fuck you. Take me to IKEA and buy me a lamp and then just go home. But be close if I need you. But, you know, not too close, not too far.
Yeah, but I think ideally, like relationship-wise, I think if you, at the end of the day, your goal is to be together, right? And then I think that ends up being, or happening, right? Ideally. I'm sure there's a success rate. I mean, people, when they, if it's like the military over a certain time, I think it's weird because stuff like that can mess with people's minds. So I think there's a lot of variables that could come into play with it. Maybe if someone just moved away to work for a little bit, and they came back. I mean, I think that's doable.
Well, actually, you have a really good point. As far as the military, they really take extra steps to try and ensure that the left behind spouse, I guess you can call them, is taken care of. They've got a lot of support groups and they've got a lot of activity groups that people can kind of get together and empathize with each other.
Actually, I think a lot of them will actually even pay for them to go move out there with them, right?
Yeah, but even if they have to go off, you know, then they're still taken care of. And actually, that's a really good tip for anybody who's considering or in a long-distance relationship. You have to kind of build your own support group. You know, find people who understand, ideally people who are in the same situation because they get it. They're not just family members watching you pine away for some non-tangible person.
Actually, that's important because, like, say if you have kids, that's more time to spend with your kids, more time to spend with, like, your family, more time to spend with your friends.
More time to spend doing yoga.
More time to spend cheating on your significant other.
Hey.
Dude, Austin.
I'm just saying.
That's why
I could
never
be in a long-distance relationship. Am I the only one in here?
I have not been in a long-distance relationship, but everything I hear about it is that it's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And that for the most part, the stories I know of people who have been, the people on the other side usually end up cheating.
That's what they say about marriage too.
And what's the divorce rate?
For which one?
It's about the same, actually.
Really?
Well, you know what? I would actually think that long-distance relationships have a better chance of survival because there is that desire. There is that chance to miss someone.
Yeah, you make up for lost time.
But then I would probably end up resenting them for being gone so much. I'll never do a long-distance relationship. I just won't.
Well, no, I mean, it's a different story if the goal at the end of the day is, like, for you guys to be together. I mean, if you're going to be...
Well, of course that's the goal, but what if you meet someone online in Dubai and they're the love of your life and you know the goal is to be together someday?
You're just saying, how long do you wait?
Yeah. The average wait time, if you guys want to know it, is 14 months.
Really?
Yeah.
So at that point, you have like at least a time frame, 14 months. If it works out, then you're with it. If not, you're like, deuces, I'm out. It's never going to work out.
That's just average.
Is that more like a 14-month deadline? You better move to where I am or I better move to where you are?
Yeah.
Sounds like an ultimatum.
That's what I would do.
Well, I think around that time is a good enough time to see if you know someone. Even if you talk to them like once a day or once a week, I think you could kind of get an idea of them. I think that's the hardest part of, like, if it was something long distance like that, you may not know each other right away. But then when you do get to that be domesticated part, it changes things around a little bit. It's like, oh, wait, this is the person I've been talking to all this time? You know what I mean? I could see that could be in like an obstacle later on.
You know what? I have a crazy story for you.
I can't wait.
I know, right? I have a friend who actually met someone online.
Okay.
And got very, very close to that person.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to get married.
Really?
And my friend is, of course, here in L.A., their significant other is in the Philippines.
Really?
Uh-huh. And they're getting married. They've done all their planning over Skype. And so he's going to be moving to be with his partner.
Where?
In the spring in the Philippines.
He's going to leave here and go to the Philippines?
Yes, permanently. And then they're planning their wedding. He's going to move and they're going to be together and they're going to live happily ever after. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
Because
they've gotten a chance
to
really know each other.
That's actually kind of cool.
Would you do that?
Move to the Philippines for somebody?
I would in a second. If there's anybody in the Philippines listening, call me 800-893-9562. Take me with you.
I can hook you up with a guy in the Philippines.
Really? How tall is he?
I don't know, but we got Dangerously Sleazy has a fan in the Philippines.
Oh,
I'm
going
to mail him a CD over there, and I imagine it's going to be way more expensive.
I will hand deliver that CD.
He looks cute. He's a punk rock guy.
Are you serious? Yeah, a punk rock Filipino?
And he says his our music inspires the punk rock scene over there. And I have no idea how he found
me. You're super famous in the Philippines? Let me be your roadie, please. Right. Please take me to the Philippines.
He asked us, hopefully someday we can make it over there.
Yes.
You know, if Philip...
You should go on tour. I'll go with
Filipinos
you.
Filipinos are willing to pay enough, I'll go there.
I will
do it.
Totally learn Tagalog.
To what? What?
To go to the Philippines.
That's a language, a national language.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So you can be like my roadie and you can carry all my drum equipment.
Yes. I will totally do it for Filipino guys.
They actually speak English out there.
It's probably more of a... typed in English.
Yeah, they're actually pretty fluent in English.
Yeah.
Whatever. There's Google Translate. Listen, if this is the guy of my dreams, he only speaks Tagalog and it's going to be amazing.
I'll show you the photos after the show.
Oh, this is going to be hot. You know what we should do? How about let's go to a break and you can show me then.
All right.
We are Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com and XM165, and we will be back soon.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Man, it's smoky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
I can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
Tune into The Love Bite, where all your kinky desires come true, Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.
Vic Cohen, host of Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. That was creepy. Catch my show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, where amazing guests face my relentless probing questions. Am I keeping you? Are you like in the middle? I'll be gentle. No, I won't. That's right. Someone is going to get probed, and I will be doing the probing. That's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Can I count on you? Are you going to be there? Yeah? Is this voice turning you on? Is this sexy to you? Do you like it? Is it too dirty? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Was that creepy?
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe. Okay.
Please join me, Wyme Russell, here live at SkidRowStudios.com for the Devils in the Details radio show Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover everything from conspiracy theories to the truth movement. Please join us.
And we are back with Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com and XM 165.
Live from Los Angeles.
As always.
Yes. Every Wednesdays from 9 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. Guess what, Melissa?
I know what it's time for.
Is it love or lust?
I thought you were going to change it, Austin.
Why?
You know you love that.
It's those are so long.
God. It sounds like haunted sex.
What?
It sounds like there's a ghost in the room. Shaking the furniture. I don't like it. It's scary.
Wow.
How often do you have sex with ghosts?
Did you hear that clip?
Well, yeah, that's obviously how he got it.
How did you lure the ghost? That's what I want to know.
Lots of chanting, some magic spells.
Really?
Chanting. That gets me every time.
Does it?
Yeah. Once I hear somebody chanting, I'm like, oh, shit. It's on. Get ready to get fucked. All right. So what's your love or lust this week, Melissa?
Okay. Well, I was going to lust after cookies, but maybe I'm lusting after ghost sex now. No, I'm not going to say that because they're going to come after me. I take it back. I don't want ghost sex.
You're going to be lying down. You're going to get the bed shaking.
No, stop. Stop. Don't say that. I need someone to come live with me now. I do not want to be alone with ghosts. They're trying to have sex with me. Stop. I don't even want that energy in here. I'm going back to cookies. I had these vegan cookies. They were called Chunky Dunkies.
Chunky Dunkies?
Yes.
That sounds like some weed I want to smoke.
They're raw. They're vegan. They're freaking unbelievable. This lady in Florida makes them. She let me have one. I almost died.
Really?
It makes me want to go vegan again just to eat these cookies all day long.
Wait, you were vegan at one point?
Yeah, for a couple of years.
That's awesome.
In college, where everything was experimental.
I'll go back to a happy place.
guys, why did you, I don't want ghosts around me. Do something.
Well, you know what the best way to do that is?
What?
Is talk about long-distance relationships.
Okay, let's get back into it.
Okay.
If I was in a long-distance relationship, I would have no hope because I feel like a ghost would come and try to... See?
I'm confused. How does a ghost have to do with anything?
I just know they would try to fill that space.
Really? I don't think that's the case.
Let's get back on track here.
All right, take me there. I
don't even
go there.
Feel like we had a track. Would you ever have Skype sex with someone?
No.
Long distance relationship or just random person?
No. I just not my thing.
Care to elaborate?
No.
What have you done in your long distance relationships to keep it spicy?
We would surprise each other, come out every now and then.
Come out in what way?
Like out of the closet. No, what we would do is like we would obviously plan like a weekend to get away, either to come here or for me to go there. And maybe surprise each other every now and then, maybe come in like a day or two earlier or staying a day or two longer.
Was it always balanced?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's key.
You would go to see her, she would come to see you.
Yeah, I think it's key. Well, kind of depends on obviously like work schedule wise. Sure. I think one of the big things is obviously one of them has to be a little bit more flexible as far as their time goes. And I think that's like a good way. And I don't know. I think the key to all that thing is communication, you know, obviously communicating stuff like that. It made me miss them more.
Sure.
And then
there's that desire. Yeah.
And then when you would see him, obviously you get excited, you get giddy. Like you never really lose sight of that feeling of, you know, getting like excited and giddy.
But did you ever feel like you could really build your relationship or was it just a fuck fest when they came into town?
It was a little bit of both. I think we built the trust and that stuff through the fuck fest. I think when you really reach that climax at the same time with someone, I think you go closer and closer.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't. Have you ever seen Sleepless in Seattle?
No.
Jeez. No?
Is that the one about email or something?
No, that's You've Got Mail. It's completely different.
I've never seen either of those. How long did your long distance relationship last?
Actually about like 5-6 years.
And why did it finally end?
Well, actually, I think we came to a crossroads at that point. We were together for that amount of time and we weren't on the same page anymore. You know, as much as we wanted, we just came to a crossroads. It's either we go down the same road together or we grew apart. And I think we just grew apart from where we were.
So could you blame it on the distance or were you just two different people?
I think we still are probably like on the same page as far as some things are and some things we aren't, you know. I mean, I think we've always still maintained the friendship throughout, but obviously we're not together or not on the same page as far as like in love with each other as we were earlier in the relationship.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I guess you kind of grow out of love.
You talk about making the effort to make trips to see the other person. Not everyone has that ability, especially if they're coast to coast or
around
the world. Yeah,
see, I'm too poor to have a long distance relationship.
See, that's the difference between you guys. You can't stop love. When you're in love with someone, you will find a way to make it happen, whether it's bi-coastal or if it's across the country.
But that's what people are using technology for. That's what, you know, the phone, the call, the text, the Skype.
Sex.
The Chinese chat.
The Chinese app.
I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
With the visits.
Mm-hmm. Conjugal.
Did she ever drop in on you unannounced?
Yeah, I hate surprises.
What happened?
Well, it blew me away. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, I'm maintaining like a schedule, and then all of a sudden she pops up. I'm like, what the heck? I mean, it's a pleasant surprise. Trust me.
But did she want to stay with you?
Yeah, of course.
And then did you have to tell her you were cheating on her and you had someone else living
with you? No, actually, I've never cheated in any relationship I've been in. It just, when I'm in it like a 200%. I can't, I'm focused on that.
Okay, so she drops in and you were happy or you were disappointed or it was weird or what?
I think for me, I'm big on like, you know, communication and like trust and like loyalty and stuff like that. So when they kind of come in, like I feel like they're going behind my back. I know it's like a good gesture, but I'd rather be like, hey, I'm going to come see you. I'm, you know, I know there's excitement and stuff like that. But
wait, so you didn't like it that morning when I dropped by your work and gave you macaroons because it was a surprise?
Well, no, I didn't. I liked the after part of it, though.
Were we made out with macaroons in our mouth?
Yeah, we did like the Lady and the Tramp, like on page 55, paragraph 4 of Ava Cadell's book.
Don't even tell me you have this memorized.
Yeah, I do.
Are you serious? I'm looking right now.
Well, I had to read it.
You said page 55? You're such a weirdo. How much did you read this book?
I liked it. I was learning tips.
Wow.
Austin taught me everything I knew, so I had to search for else or more knowledge.
The best place.
I'm glad you're reading that book.
Yeah.
Gosh, the best place to find knowledge is right here on Oral Stimulation on XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com.
Well, it's good. You know why? Because I hear like all the shenanigans that guys do. And for you, all the new guys that hit on you or meet you every week.
What do you mean all the... Okay, that makes me kind of sound like a whore. Stop laughing.
Well, like a whore?
Yeah, I don't have new guys every week.
Well, you seem like you have a story to tell every week.
Well, no, there's like...
There's like what? No. You know what? I'm the same way. I meet people all the time.
I just have a lot of friends.
I'm the same way. I'm a bit, I use the word networking. I build my network.
Well, I'm not trying to network with any of these people.
A spade is a spade.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Are you like calling me a whore again?
No. What?
A spade is a spade.
Yeah, this thing like, you know. If it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck.
I'm not a duck?
No. Give me a duck face.
I don't have big enough lips for duck face.
No, I would never complain about your lips.
Nobody would.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't complain about them.
See, I'd never be in a long-distance relationship with you.
Why?
Because you mentioned earlier that you're too flirty. And I know you would just be... I would feel so insecure. I think that's actually one... really good way to end a long distance relationship is just to feed that person's insecurity. If you're talking about ways to keep it going and you mention communication, just cut off the communication. If you're so far away, they can't get a hold of you. You're going to have that person going crazy.
Well, I think there's ways to do it. I mean, obviously like maybe like writing a letter. If there's like people in the military, they don't have access to maybe the technology like we do here. I mean, I think there's some of them where obviously they could like Skype or they could, you know, they'll actually like donate so they could spend time. They're limited on the time. But before they would just write letters. I mean, I think there's like, if you really love someone or if there's really that thing, you will find a way to make it happen one way or the other.
Okay. I think love letters are so romantic.
Maybe I'm just the hopeless romantic in me.
How come you've never written me a love letter?
I'm still writing it.
Mm-mm. You're good.
What? Good at what?
You need to write a girl a song.
Oh, I can't
my
sing
boyfriend
for shit.
Rules at singing and guitar, and he hasn't written me a song yet.
See, I don't have the talent to do either one of them. I could maybe write like a poem or something, but as
clearly
far as that goes,
I need to be with a musician. Is that what you're saying?
It's pretty romantic.
The only song that Melissa would want to hear is Boys
to Men. I think Melissa
on the
would like a Asian trumpet player. Hey, they got lip power.
There you go.
What? Trumpet players give the best lady oral sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you vouch
for
that?
You have to bring up your chops, you know?
I love those chops. Yeah. When a guy's got chops on the side of his face.
And they're like the experts on motorboating. Because to play trumpet, all you do is go... pff, 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 pff. I can't even do it. You know the fart noise.
That was just... I mean, that was great in studio. That's going to be even better on air.
Let me play this imaginary trumpet for you.
Magical. Thank you.
She's even doing the finger motions.
If I had a real trumpet, man, it'd be great right now.
Or even just a sound bite or something.
Of a trumpet?
Something.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, okay. Get back to me on that.
So if I'm in a long-distance relationship and I write that girl a song, she's just going to swoon?
Then she's probably going to end up showing up unannounced at your door and then pissing you off.
And then she's going to say, fuck you, why would you do this shit to me? You write me a song. You're 50 million miles away from me. It's all about fail right now.
I feel like there's a lot of fail going on tonight.
No. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Are you going to try at another long-distance relationship? Where do you find these long-distance relationships, actually?
I go to Vegas a lot, and people always wonder why I go back and forth to Vegas.
Is it because you've got a harem of women out there?
No, I'm a dolphin trainer at the Mirage, duh.
Well, yeah, we know that.
No.
But on the side.
Really?
When you're out of the pool.
Yeah.
You play with dolphins?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they rapists?
Yes, they are.
So you really, like, you've hugged a dolphin?
Yes.
God, I see how well this works.
You're not shitting? That's your job?
Yeah. Once in a while, I train dolphins at the Mirage in Vegas. That's why I'm back and forth.
Once in a while.
Once a month, at least.
Is it a casual work environment?
Will you take me to see a dolphin?
Absolutely.
I've always wanted to, like, hug a dolphin.
Absolutely. You could swim with them.
Don't lie to her. You promised her you would take her. Now you have to take her.
I never said no. I'm a man of my word, Melissa.
I want to see Mindy in the pool hugging a dolphin.
Okay. Done.
Yeah.
Austin, you make sure he makes it happen.
I'll make sure he makes it happen.
Thank you.
He will.
I might be drunk at the time, but I'll make it happen. Anyways, I was going to the point where how do you get into, like, long distance relationship wise?
Oh, yeah.
No, you go back and forth to Vegas. You meet people from everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could be, like, a lot of them are from California anyways to begin with. Maybe Arizona. Maybe they're... It's hard to really actually find someone that lives in Vegas that...
I always meet people from the East Coast when I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, and then they're from the East Coast. You're from North or South. I mean, everywhere.
There's this cute, cute little bald Chinese guy. No, there really was. I'm serious. I met him at the Tobacco Expo.
That's what I'm saying, right? When you go to a place like that... See, the reason being is you're going to a place where everybody wants to go and be. So at that point, your success rate is higher. If I go to LA, you know, everyone's there. They're all kind of regulars or locals. If you go to a place that's, you know, kind of more electric, something where a little bit more excitement, a lot of people, a little bit more vulnerable, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Your success rate just...
But is
works
that,
to your favorite.
Are people going to Vegas on vacation looking for a relationship?
It might be for work. You know, it depends on the connection you have. I mean, you can meet someone you already know at that point. You go and, you know, this girl wants a D, you're going to fuck, it's done. But if it's a little bit more content, maybe, you know, they start talking about, like, their favorite color, the last book they read. You know what I mean? At that point, it's...
Their favorite color.
It's random stuff.
That's what does it for you.
Absolutely. A person's favorite color tells a lot about a person.
Really?
Yeah. Austin knows.
Yeah, he's doing a little bit of the psychoanalyzation there.
Yeah.
What's
your favorite color, Melissa?
Listen, I can't even describe right now how incredulous my face is.
Okay, what's your favorite color?
Pink.
Okay.
What do you got?
Con Candy needs to go on a stick. What are you doing later?
What?
Like Con Candy's pink, needs to go on a penis. Get the translation. All right, what else you got?
Excellent. Thank you, Mindy.
See, you could ask a person what the last book they read. It shows a lot about what they're into.
But is this really going to start a long-distance relationship?
Yeah, based on the content.
It's going to get so
deep
that you're going to...
What was the last book you read? Ava, Dr. Cadell's?
Yeah?
At that point, I'm thinking, like, you just want to learn about sex.
I read the rules, and then I stopped reading books.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you're done?
Yeah, I'm never reading again.
But what if it's one that'll change your life in a different way?
Back from the rules?
Yeah.
That book seriously messed with my head.
Is it still now?
This music is so terrible.
But you should see the way he's thrusting those hips.
I know. I feel like I should be taking my clothes off right now.
Guess what color his pants are?
Red.
Bright blue.
Yes. Please tell me that was a loop and not someone just playing it over and over.
It was on stage.
Oh, man.
There were background dancers.
Oh. Wait, it wasn't porn?
No. That was what I found when I looked up sexual trumpet solo.
Sexual trumpet solo.
But that was
solo.
Saxophone, because evidently there's not very many sexy trumpet solos.
I can't imagine that. Make my dreams come true here on SkidRowStudios.com and XM165.
So if a guy did present you with something different, he's asking
like a
you
sexual trumpet solo?
Yes. If he played a sexual trumpet solo for you,
you just
that
admitted
help?
That you want to take off your clothes. That was a knockout.
That was a saxophone. I haven't had a trumpet, guys.
How about a trombone?
But that would help spark
I've
that relationship.
I've actually been with a trombonist, and it is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the blow-in thing going on.
The blow-in thing.
Enough to hook up with another
and
one.
And they can punch you at the same time. Like, yeah, they can blow and knock it out.
That's just what every girl wants, a guy that can punch you. Punchline here.
I didn't know you were into violence like that.
Fisting, guys. Fisting.
Well, reminds me I need to buy some Vaseline on the way home.
Why don't you just go to Adam and Eve and get some good lube?
All right.
Yeah, and anal
so
intruder.
Austin was asking a question about...
What? Okay. If someone came at me...
Would that spark the relationship? For a long distance, because that person's presenting you something different than what you normally hear.
Based on your sexual trumpet skills, I am not
okay.
Spending my nights pining away for you.
He's saying, if it's, you know, what's your favorite book? If he's presenting to you something a little more often, hey, let me buy you a drink so I could go bang you.
Yeah, no, it you depends saying, how hot he is.
You were saying you met the guys on the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
And they probably approach you more completely different than you've out here in the West Coast. I'm sure the way they come at you is completely different. I mean, I think at that point you're a little intrigued or somewhat interested because it's different. That's what Austin's trying to get at.
I suppose, yeah.
So in a way, you could succeed.
But I wouldn't start a relationship with them. That's ridiculous.
Well, you were asking me that question earlier. You know, that innocent flirting, that one-night stand could turn into like, damn, I really want to see him or her again.
Yeah, you can see him again.
And the next thing you know, that week turns into like a month. The next month turns into a year. Then it's 5 years.
But it's exclusive? You're
going to
keep that person on lockdown?
I think that's defined on the between the two who are in the relationship. You could have an open relationship. I think that happens probably more often than most. At least it's open. But when you
that
guys
would
are,
just break my heart.
Yeah, but when you guys are together, at least you share that special part together or that time.
I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
I know there's some people who can, and I think it's an absolutely beautiful thing. Like my friend. Uh-huh. You know, who's heading over to the Philippines. Oh, I wish I could
but
be
see,
there.
But see, that's the thing. That's my point is that you can't stop love. If you really, that person lives out here, like in LA, right? You
but
said?
See, I purposely avoid it.
Avoid
I
what?
I don't go looking for it.
You should never go looking for it.
I know,
that's
but I'm
problem.
Saying, I'll like for example, if I meet someone who's in the military, I was like, we can be best friends, but I will not date you unless I know that you're mine and you're home and...
I know, but would you fuck them?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's like in and out of the friend zone type stuff.
You're really into that in and out of the friend zone thing.
I just like the in and out motion in general.
Alex.
Melissa.
In and out of the pool.
The pool.
Like a dolphin trainer.
Oh, don't knock the dolphin training.
I've never seen it. I'd like to see pictures of you. Post
okay.
Them online.
You go to the Mirage website, it's called the Secret Garden.
What?
That's where the dolphins are at the Mirage. It's called the Secret Garden.
Do we get to see pictures of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see you in a
wetsuit.
Actually,
they're pictures of the dolphins.
Do they have the raping dolphins there?
They dolphins rape, yes.
What are you guys talking about?
You don't know. Dolphins?
They have gangbangs, and dolphins have been known to like rape humans that get in the
love
water
you.
With them.
No, I don't think that's true.
It's
you
true.
Know
dolphins
that's
are
true.
Rapists.
No,
I,
they are.
No.
They are.
No, there was that book that guy hooked up with the dolphin, and he said the dolphin really wanted it, but...
It's a known fact. YouTube it, Google it, whatever the case. Wikipedia.
Dolphins don't give a fuck. If they're horny, you're getting dolphin
dolphins
rape.
Steal a fuck, huh?
No, they definitely are. There's some that, you've never seen like Jay Moore, who's a comedian, which
you, I have you're seen from him.
You never heard the stand-up where he talked about how he got raped by a dolphin?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
It's probably because he's 20 times older than you are.
I don't want to know any more about dolphin raping or long-distance relationships. This show is absolutely out of control.
You're out of control.
Oral stimulation, XM165, skidrowstudios.com. At Oral
Shout
Stim.
Out to Kim Lee. Happy birthday.
Facebook.com/oralstimulation.
SkidRowStudios.com. Or is it just a hit and run?